And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are speaking with Tuolumne County District 1 Supervisor David Goldenberg. And in the last segment, we were talking about fires, which is a very important issue to this county, especially right here when we had the Washington fire just this summer. So in regards to how can we better prepare for fires in the future?
So there's a number of things we can do. One of the positions that I have, you know, within county is that I'm on what's called the Fire Safety Advisory Committee. And so we've got a group of a combination between fire experts, members of the public. And so we're looking at many issues and how to do what we can to prepare. And preparation is everything when you're looking at wildland firefighting. So we're going to be We're working now on a vegetation management ordinance. And this ordinance is something that we just had a public meeting, and so we had a lot of good feedback, you know, came from the public. And we're looking at individual property owners and subdivisions. We're looking at people in the agricultural community and wherever in between. And so we're trying to address their concerns. But the more we can do to remove fuels around property edges, including on vacant parcels, and we want to provide the protection around structures, you know, because we've seen these tremendous loss of structures on some of the fires. So in some cases, we'll be looking at, you know, fuels that one property owner, you know, under CAL FIRE, what they call the Public Resources Code 4291, they need to have 100-foot clearance. People are pretty aware of that. But if their property line only goes out 30 or 40 feet, how do you get that extra, you know, 50, 60, 70 feet on the other side? So that'll be part of the ordinance, you know, that we're discussing.
Is there anything else about fires that you want to bring out or talk about before we head to another issue, which is homelessness?
yeah, you know, just the the county fire department, you know, most people are aware we had a tax measure that was on the ballot that was called Measure V. And that measure did not pass. But it doesn't mean that the issues that were present that were, you know, designed to be, you know, taken care of by that are not still there. So the county fire has got approximately 23 pieces of apparatus that are almost 25 years old. And we need to look at a replacement schedule. We bought some new ones this year, which is great. But like a trucking company down in the valley, if they have 100 trucks, even if we had a big grant drop in our lap, we wouldn't want to replace them all at once. You want to have a replacement schedule, one a year, basically forever. So we need to support the county fire department in those ways to make sure that we don't have any more fire engines break down on their way to fires. And that was with what was happening.
Let's move on to homelessness. Obviously, it's another big issue. And what can be done? What is the county doing?
Okay, so I am not part of the committee, but we did form a homeless advisory. At first it was a committee, now it's a commission. You know, this is a well-known problem, you know, and they have what's called a pit count, point-in-time count. It'll be in late January, coming up here pretty soon, where they go around and try to get a measure of how many homeless people are there. Everybody is well aware of the hotbed areas, right? The Camp Hope, you know, and with all the contamination issues there, and the county made a decision that we had to remove those people for their own safety, and working with the property owners in order to do that in the California Cal Recycle. What we need, quite honestly, is we need facilities, you know, to help these people. And it's not, you hear very often, right, we should be giving them a hand up, not a hand out, is a common phrase that you hear. And I'm supportive of that way of thinking, but in order to get to that hand up, sometimes you need to do the hand out. You need to take care of folks. You need to get them some shelter. You need to get them services, certainly through our behavioral health and you know, care management, case management. We need to be able to diagnose where their problems are and see what we can do to bring them out of that, because in a number of cases, they don't want to be in this position, you know, at all.
And then that leads us to affordable housing, which is a big problem in the county. What's being done to tackle that?
Affordable housing is really tough, right? You know, we've seen, I saw a realtor's report recently where they, I think they talked to about roughly a 30% increase in the housing prices, you know, in the last year. We saw many, many people during the COVID pandemic that their companies had them working from home. And so they were moving to areas, or maybe they even had second homes up here. And if they could have high-speed internet and operate, you know, that's fine. But we have a severe housing shortage in the county. And affordable housing is getting more and more difficult to get there just because of supply and demand. There's only so much. And even apartments, you know, in the city of Sonora has a strong shortage of apartments in the city.
And now moving to your district, are there any specific issues facing District 1 that you want to talk about?
You know, the probably one of the biggest issues is it's gotten a little bit better, but is still the homeless. You know, the downtown merchants certainly, you know, suffered many, many, you know, bad consequences. And, you know, part of that is, quite honestly, the fault of government. You know, that the city and the county, maybe we didn't do as much as we could have done. When we look at trying to open up, you know, more places, you know, then you run into public resistance at times. You know, the not my backyard, the NIMBY, you know, concerns. And I get that, but where can we do it, right? Every time you make an approach, you know, Resiliency Village was a good example. They're in my district. They do have, I believe, 10 people. They're up off a big hill, and I'm hearing a lot of success is coming out of there. I've been up there several times to visit with them and talked with the residents there, what they call villagers, and they're doing well, and they're very, very appreciative.
And then what is your, as we wrap it up here, what is your top priority for next year?
My top priority is going to be always, you know, focused on the fire aspects, right? You know, we've got the Washington fire was a hate to call it an excellent example, but it, you know, we saw what happened there, and they were, you know, they did a super job in putting that out, but it could have done a lot worse. And so we need to do everything we can to protect people.
And of course, we could go on for hours with all these different topics, but unfortunately, time has come to an end. And I want to thank Tuolumne County District 1 Supervisor David Goldenberg for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me in and give me an opportunity to just talk about the things that are going on in the county. It's much appreciated.
I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we also want to thank you for tuning in and hope you will do so again next week as our 5-part series on the Tuolumne County Supervisors continues next weekend.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.